This is St. Louis Public Radio. If you recycle at home, chances are you take advantage of a system called single-stream recycling. You mix all your bottles, newspapers, cans, and containers together in a roll cart or dumpster, and a truck comes by once a week to pick them up. But what happens next? Is that jumble of broken glass, paper, metal, and plastic really getting recycled? St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCabra decided to find out.
I have a confession to make. I was a single-stream skeptic. I remember the days when recycling meant prying the staples out of my office paper, meticulously washing bottles and cans, and taking everything, carefully separated, to a drop-off center. Now, I just toss it all into a big blue dumpster in the alley behind my house. But whenever I see a garbage truck picking up recycling, I have to wonder, is it just headed for a landfill? Turns out, it's not. Single-stream recycling ends up at a place called a Materials Recovery Facility, or MRF for short. A MRF is part warehouse, part industrial plant. A multi-story network of conveyor belts carries the recycling from one massive machine to the next. Vibrating screens and spinning discs separate out the paper, glass, and containers. Brent Batliner calls the process kind of magical. He manages the St. Louis Area Recycling Division of Republic Services. Inside Republic's MRF in Hazelwood, we're standing next to something called an optical sorter.
This machine is like a large grocery store scanner. It's got infrared scanners that as material passes underneath it, it will read the chemical makeup of the bottle.
This optical sorter is set to scan for HDPE, or number 2 plastic, the kind used to make milk jugs and detergent bottles. To show me how the machine works, Batliner grabs a 1-gallon plastic milk jug off the conveyor belt.
You ready?
He drops the jug again. When it reaches the scanner, a row of air jets sends it flying off the conveyor and into a storage bunker 25 feet below.
Pops it right off the belt.
There are more optical sorters, a machine with a magnetic belt to capture steel, and, Batliner's favorite, one with spinning magnets that repel aluminum. But even with all that high-tech equipment, single-stream recycling is far from perfect. Since everything is mixed together, there's more risk of contamination. People try to recycle plastic bags or pizza boxes with half a pizza left inside.
People sometimes want to put a lawnmower motor in. You know, well, it's steel, but it's not what we do here.
That's Gary Gillum. In his 20 years with Resource Management, which runs a MRF in Earth City, Gillum has seen it all. Garden hoses, wooden pallets, golf balls, mattresses, even guns and ammunition.
One of the guys came in one day with a hand grenade.
The grenade happily turned out to be a fake. That kind of thing is obviously not the norm, but even with just day-to-day contamination, about 10% of the residential single-stream recycling that comes into a MRF ends up at a landfill. Susan Collins, who directs the Container Recycling Institute, a nonprofit research and advocacy group, says the total loss is closer to 25% because materials leaving the MRF are still contaminated. The companies that buy them have to clean them up before they can be reused, and a lot of what could have been recycled gets lost along the way.
In terms of preserving the quality of materials so that the maximum materials collected can actually be recycled, single stream is one of the worst options.
So why are we using single stream? Basically, because it's relatively easy to do and relatively cheap for municipalities to put in place. And it does get a lot more people to recycle. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.